If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know that Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Jeff, it's good to hear your voice. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
See ya.
For those who are playing along at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What does the giant smell when he says fee-fi-fo-fum?
I smell the fingerprints of scum.
No.
I smell a human, a boy.
No.
It's a boy.
No. Richie Blackmore of Deep Purple turns 80 today. What year was he born?
He was born in 45.
Correct. In Michael Phelps' last ever Olympic relay, what stroke did he swim?
Butterfly.
Correct. What do spelunkers study?
A cave.
Correct. What game comes with a plastic hourglass timer and 16 different letter cubes?
Cubes, letter cubes. Perfection?
No.
Letter. Scrabble?
No.
Boggle?
Yes. Peter Pan is the captain of what group?
The Lost Boys.
That's right. What U.S. state is split into an upper peninsula and a lower peninsula?
And Carolinas.
No. But you know what, Jeff? You performed pretty well. You got 5. You split right down the middle.
All right. I feel I should have known the very first one, but
you might kick yourself when you hear it. You were on the right track, but again, Steve's back from vacation and he might be a little bit distracted from, you know, his time in Hawaii. Too much sun. Yeah,
too much sun. Lost my voice over the weekend as well. I mean, everything is the cards are stacked against me.
Steve, yes. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
What does the giant smell when he says fee fi fo fum?
Fart?
No.
I smell a young goat. I don't know. Pass.
Richie Blackmore of Deep Purple turns 80 today. What year was he born?
Come on, Taryn. 1945.
That's right. Yes. Michael Phelps' last ever Olympic relay. What stroke did he swim?
Breast.
No.
Back.
No.
Doggy paddle.
No. Damn. What does spelunkers study?
Rocks.
No.
Caves.
Yes. What game comes with a plastic hourglass timer and 16 different letter cubes?
Scrabble.
No.
Boggle?
Yes. Peter Pan is the captain of what group?
Oh, the Bloods.
No.
The Crips?
No.
the Lost Boys.
Yes. What U.S. state is split into an upper peninsula and a lower peninsula?
Washington.
No.
Oregon.
No.
I don't know. Dakota.
No. Which famous automobile entrepreneur invented the weekend?
Lee Iacocca.
No.
Ford.
Yes. A wiener schnitzel is traditionally made with what meat?
Dog.
No. Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a tie. 5-5.
All tied up.
Man. Better luck next time, Jeff.
That was a bad performance from both of us, Jeff.
But here's a couple that we got to run through really quick. Fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Neither of you got
you
that
know,
one right.
The funny thing is, I've heard that probably countless times.
Sure.
More times than I can remember, and it's never registered with me.
The U.S. state that is split into an upper peninsula and a lower peninsula is Michigan, and the wiener schnitzel is traditionally made from veal.
Veal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. One time I got wiener schnitzel, and I was like thinking it was going to be something amazing, and I was not impressed.
No. It not your thing?
No, this is back when, of course, I was eating meat. That would have been a little weird if I was going plant-based on that. But yeah, it was okay.
Well, congrats on tying, Steve.
Thank you.
Better luck at 7:50. We have this brand new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some very odd messages on there, some interesting messages on there, Steve.
And you said odd, and this one is definitely odd. There's a guy who has an issue with his girlfriend. He left us a voice message. And the reason is just strange.
We will slide into our VMs after Billy Idol.
The Daily Migs Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Migs Show.
You, too, can leave us a voice message. Download the Odyssey app totally free. Get that bad boy on your smartphone, and then you can leave us a voice message, Steve.
And we have someone who had a very strange issue with their girlfriend. We'll get to that Rockaholics voice message in a second. But before we get to that one, we just got this voice message this morning. So let's start this off. This one came through our Odyssey app.
Yes, you guys are on the air. I am currently listening on my computer. I'm sending this voice message through my phone. Steve, I'm so concerned about your voice. Please get better.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. I'm not sick.
You sound better now than you did when we first started the show.
It needed to warm up a little bit. It's the dumbest reason. And I'll tell you. So I don't know how to use my voice properly. Whenever I'm talking or I'm in a situation where I have to speak loudly, I know like you're supposed to go through your diaphragm. I push it too much and I always strain it. That's why like if I ring announce and I'm on the microphone, if I work an event, I'm talking on the microphone, I have to have like so much throat coat with me and lozenges as well because I'm just terrible with that. You would think I do this for a living. I should probably figure out how to use my voice properly.
Protect your instrument.
On Saturday, I was doing this. My wrestling group, where we train, we had a special guest guy fly in for a seminar. This guy, Ace Steel. You probably don't know who he is, but if you're a wrestling fan, you know CM Punk. He's the guy who trained CM Punk. He's an incredible trainer, worked with the WWE. So we had an opportunity of a lifetime to work with him, but it was like a 4-hour training session.
Whoa.
And, you know, he wants us to practice like we play, like, you know, like bring it all when you're in there. So I'm doing my usual vocal stuff. And it was just too much.
And then
yesterday, I went to the Washington State Fairgrounds, met so many great listeners, but talked a lot, and it just progressively got worse. It'll be better by tomorrow.
You're doing great.
I'm trying.
Kara Daly, you're amazing. We love you. Shout out to everyone at the Daily Make Show and the Men's Room. We all love you. Listen daily. And I'm a longtime listener. Been listening since I was 5 years old.
Well, thanks for making us all feel old.
I want to come to a voicemail like that every day.
Yes.
That was delightful.
And I met a couple of rockaholics who are like, dude, I've been listening to you since at the Washington State Fair yesterday. And they're like, I've been listening to you since the end. And my wife looks at me and goes, do you feel very old? I'm like, yes. Like, it's awesome. Like, it's incredible. But like, yes, I can't believe that I've been doing radio for over 20 years. Over
almost
25.
30 years,
almost 30.
Steve.
Yeah. All right. Here's the voice message from someone who has an issue with their girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. How are you? I love the show. My girlfriend, she's decided that she wants to get cable for our new apartment.
How dare she?
Why? I have absolutely no idea. Do you know how many streaming services we have? We have like 17. You name the streaming service, we've got it. But for some reason, she wants to get it. We do not need TV channels. It would save us so much money a month.
What are you talking about? You need more channels so you have more reasons to complain about than having nothing to watch.
Nothing to watch.
I mean, we have cable. We have more streaming services than we need. And I spend almost every night going through and being like, what do you want to watch, babe? If you can't pick anything, I'm going with Restaurant Impossible again.
I don't know about you, but I don't even know how much money I'm spending on all the streaming services at this point.
It's not good.
So when was last? So you have actual cable. I haven't had cable in like 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm with this guy. Like, I don't think you need it, but do you find it helpful to have both?
Yeah, because I end up watching more on my cable and my streamings. Honestly, the streaming services that we have are mostly because of Tatum.
Yes.
Like, we have Apple Plus because she loves Snoopy. We have YouTube because we don't want to deal with the commercials when we're watching these kids' shows, because sometimes the commercials aren't kid-friendly, even though they're on kids' shows. I'm like, what are we watching?
It's
like,
yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm with you. I have way too many streaming services, but I don't know if it's worth getting mad at your girlfriend over if you can afford it.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, there's bigger things to have issues with.
For sure. Migs, while you were in Hawaii, I also went to a very exotic location. I went to Leavenworth, and my kid ended up doing something that put us all in a very effed up situation. I'm going to tell you what he did.
I can't wait.
It involves a hot tub at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, my son was on spring break, so we decided to go on spring break too, Steve Migs. And my nephew's school also happened to have the same spring break.
Okay.
So the whole fam went over to Leavenworth for a whole week, and it was super fun.
Leavenworth is one of my favorite places to go in Washington. Summer, it's awesome. Winter, it's extra awesome.
100%. There's never a bad time to go.
Right.
So we rented this giant house that had like a kid's side and kind of a grown-up side. It had a private pool that they had not really started heating yet. So the pool was like completely frigid.
Oh, so like a cold plunge.
It was absolutely a cold plunge, which I did do once.
I was going to say, of course you did. I'm sure you weren't sober when you did this.
Not at all.
I'm sure it sobered you up though.
It certainly did.
Yeah.
And then we had this hot tub, and the hot tub was great. But there was this one day that all the kids wanted to go into the hot tub, and I said I would, you know, take them in there. And I got in, and I immediately felt like the water was not very warm, and I couldn't get the screen to turn on. It was like the whole hot tub had turned off.
So, I'm so curious about this, because you sent, like, we always share, like, our, like, how our weekends went or how our days went via email, and all you said was we had a hot tub, and it had to be drained thanks to our children. And I have so many thoughts popped into my head. Now, hearing what you're about to tell me makes me realize it's not nearly as bad as what I thought.
So we contact the owner to let him know the hot tub is no longer heating.
Right.
In the meantime, my mom has bought bubbles for the children, you know, blowing bubbles. So everybody's blowing bubbles. And I am telling the kids, keep the bubbles out of the hot tub, you guys. As my mom is also blowing bubbles and they're falling into the hot tub. I'm like, Mom, listen to the directions I'm giving the five-year-olds. No right, more right. bubbles in the hot tub.
You're setting a bad example, Mom. You're setting a bad example.
So we get out. We leave for the day. We come back and the owner is there and he is mad. And he tells us that he had to drain the entire hot tub because there were bubbles, like soapy bubbles, spewing out of the hot tub. One of our children, we don't know who, because they won't dime each other out because they're, you know, a united front.
They're like the mafia.
We found one thing of bubbles that was completely empty. So we knew that they just poured it into the hot tub.
They just poured it in the hot tub. I honestly would have not thought that that would cause that much damage to a hot tub.
So then my dad went out to, like, you know, check things out because he's like, how bad could it really be? And my dad even came back in the house and was like, guys, it's really bad. Like, it looks like there is soap billowing out of this hot tub.
It's like, remember those old sitcoms where, like, the washing machine overflows or the dishwasher and you walk into the room and it's just all bubbles? Was it like that?
Yes. And so the guy, not only did he have to drain it, but then he had to, like, clean it and re-drain it and make sure that all the bubbles were out of the system, refill it.
So does he charge you more for this?
I don't know yet, Steve. Oh, I'm also very worried. My mom's the one that booked it. And so I'm also very worried that it may affect, you know.
Well, she's partly to blame.
She was a bad example. She was a terrible example.
I'm so curious. You have to keep us updated on that. Because, I mean, it sucks that he was mad. But part of me is like, I would understand if he's like, hey, look, I don't know if you paid like a security deposit.
Oh, I'm sure there was something to that effect.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, I'm keeping that security deposit because of your lovely children.
And grandma.
And grandma effing it up for everybody else. So were you able to use the hot tub after that?
Well, that was so funny. We were like so shell-shocked from the whole experience that we could have used it that night. We did not. And then we checked out the next day.
It's off limits.
And my sister even asked the morning that we were checking out, like, should we go in the hot tub one more time? And I'm like, I think I'm done. I don't even want to risk it.
Traumatized.
Like, yeah, it was stressful. So now we want you to complete this sentence, Rockaholics. Thanks to our children, blank happened. 206-803-ROCK. When did your kids put you in a strange spot? Or when did you put your parents in an effed up situation?
Oh, yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We want you to complete this sentence. Thanks to our children, blank happened. 206-803-ROCK. When did your kids put you in one of those strange spots? Or when did you put your parents in an effed up situation? 206-803-ROCK. Now, there's someone on hold, Steve, that has a hot tub incident similar to the one that I experienced while I was on vacation with my child in Leavenworth.
Because all of this is happening, and we're talking about the things that the kids put you in effed up situations because your kid and some other kids decided to pour bubbles in a hot tub, and it ended up causing a massive catastrophe with the hot tub.
So before we get to that call, let's talk to Steve from Graham. Steve, tell us what happened.
All right. Well, we're on a family vacation at Disneyland. The parents had they got us a place at the Disneyland Hotel. And the first night we were staying there, my two cousins, well, actually, at first, the security guards come up to the room, banging on the door, pulled me out and told my parents that I was the one doing it. And then while the security guards were there, my cousins come walking down the hallway with sopping wet jeans, pockets full of change. They almost got us kicked out of the hotel.
So what were they? What were they doing?
They were stealing change out of the wishing well.
No.
Do you have any idea how much
money? And they just started grabbing it up, shoving it in their pocket.
Oh.
Well, in all fairness, I'm sure a lot of those wishes were never granted, so I might as well get the money back, right?
Right. It didn't end there either. Like the that log ride at Disneyland.
Yes.
Like it was really hard for us to get our whole family on one log. Like, we had to sit there, and it was a bit of a hassle. And we finally got all the family on the log. Well, at the end of the ride, when we went to go buy the picture, the lady's like, sorry, we're not going to sell you the picture. And she pointed at me again. I don't know if I just looked like trouble or what, but I'd never got in trouble. And she's like, and then they went over and looked at the picture. My two cousins were flipping off the camera.
Classic.
I didn't know they wouldn't sell that. That's crazy.
That was just 30 years ago, so it might have changed, but...
Well, yeah, hopefully they're allowed back in Disneyland.
When everything's digital now, they probably aren't even paying attention. But that's too funny.
206-803-ROCK. Thanks to our children, blank happened. Bova from Florida, you have a hot tub story kind of similar to the one that I experienced in Leavenworth.
Yep, pretty much the same thing, except I didn't have somebody there tell me to. That's plus the thing. Bottom line is they poured soap into the hot tub. The suds were about 5 feet high. You know, we're having fun. We're all together. I have to go use the restroom. I tell my kids and his friend, hey, stay out of there while I go use the restroom. I come out of the restroom, and my kid is exasperating on suds. And I have to run roughly 30 yards to get to him, pick him up and carry him to the shower head, open his mouth and pull the shower so that he can start breathing again.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How old was your kid at the time?
Probably 10, 11.
Oh,
jeez, man. That's, I mean, went from being kind of silly to being just terrifying.
Oh, I mean, we were having a blast until that happened.
Yeah, that'll change the whole mood for sure.
Lesson learned. Keep bubbles away from hot tubs.
206-803-ROCK. Thanks to our children, blank happened.
Somebody texted and said when our kids, you know, really little, like to point out things when people have something that looks different. They said, well, like when they have nasty or missing teeth, like one time at the grocery store, my son asked the checker as we were checking out, why are your teeth so yellow? I died a thousand deaths. That's from Rochelle. Ooh, from Granite Falls.
That is the worst.
And without a phone screener right now, because Danny's on vacation with Lily, but we do have more calls.
Hello, who's this?
This is John.
Hi, John. What's your story about your children getting you into a bad situation?
Well, it's actually the other way around. So when I was a kid, I was a wannabe ninja and took a non-Blackbirds member. That was our ninja clan. I was super, super popular in high school, as you could tell. took our non-ninja clan friend up on the roof of the elementary school, which was like our territory growing up, and then got arrested.
Oh!
So, yeah. Pretty fun.
What kind of trouble did you get into?
Well, so the whole thing, we got off the roof. Essentially, for whatever reason, they tried to stick us with felony burglary. We found like a random little Mickey Mouse pup tent. I grew up in this tiny little town near Lake Tahoe called Truckee, California, so the cops are very bored.
Okay.
Nothing to do. So we took that like pup tent or whatever and pretended that it was our parachute. Jumped off the roof. Obviously, it didn't work. Didn't jump off a tall part of the roof. It was like 6 feet. But so my friend and I are off, and then our other friend, who's not the ninja, is still on the roof.
I hate to break it to you, none of you are ninjas. You wouldn't have been.
Yeah, you are not wrong.
The fact that you got caught is very un-ninja-like.
Too much hubris. We're like, yeah, it was just a bright day. We'll take a guy in flip flops. It'll be fine. But yeah, so we were waiting in the clearing behind the school for a long time. And then he never showed up. So I was like, all right, I'll just kind of nonchalantly ride my bike by and see what's going on. Sure enough, he was still on the roof as I was riding by, and the cop did the good old, you know, come here.
Oh.
Hit his fingers. Cause of course, Brian ratted us out.
Brian. It's always Brian.
Ryan. At least fortunately he was still 17. He was like, he was almost 18, but I think like a couple weeks later, which could have been a little bit more gnarly. But so they, you know, arrest us there. My dad comes and gets my bike, and he was a rebel when he was a kid. So he's like, sorry, bro, you're going to have to kind of ride this one out. So get to the police station, whole nine yards, fingerprints, mugshots. And then they put us in a room where there was like, pretty clearly like a one-sided like mirror sort of thing, you know, where the people are on the other side or whatever. It was pretty clear that all our parents were in there, and they were letting us know that they were taking us to juvie, which they did. Carted us down to Nevada City. It's like an hour drive. And the best thing, sorry, I almost cursed there, but I didn't. It was in 2006, and Daniel Powder's So You Had a Bad Day was really popular. So for whatever reason, I think the cops got a kick out of it, and they were listening to pop radio, so that song came on when we were in the cop car on the way down.
That's just perfect. A bad day, you take one down, you sing a sad song.
sad thing is I have this in my sound effect box and I never get to use it. So that was the perfect opportunity. Thank you, my man.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? He's got a current record of 107 wins, 46 losses, and 25 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.